Get up, Jess. Get up, Jess. Get up, Jess. Get up.
Here in Casterton, it's the annual Kelpie Muster. There are some novelty events. The dog most like its owner, the egg and spoon race, and the fattest dog, which generally isn't won by a Kelpie.
Mr. PK.
But serious competitors have come from all over Australia to test their skills in the triathlon, a sprint, a high jump, and a hill climb. And some have come with the intention of picking up the best young working dog around in the auction.
Ross Fletcher from Walker, up in northern New South Wales.
Wow, you've travelled a fair way?
Yeah, I've done about 1600 k's, so they just got here on the Saturday arvo.
Now, you're here for the auction, which is on the Sunday. What are you looking for?
Looking for a new dog, or looking at dogs to better our dogs at home, and looking at dogs for a neighbour. So, looking for a dog for immediate work, pretty well. We got cheap, we got 5,500 fine wool merinos. So you want a dog that works all day, every day.
How much are you willing to pay? Because one of the record for one of the dogs here is $9,000.
Yeah, I haven't got that much money. I'll see what happens tomorrow. Well, yeah, if there's a good dog, it's worth paying for. So you have pretty deep pockets, I think.
I'm Rodney Coomber from Sunshine Coast in Queensland. I've got one of my dogs, Randy. He's a very large red Kelpie. He's about 13 months old. I've got two other dogs here with, but one's with somewhere else and the other's back at the campsite.
And Randy is a very large dog. Is he a purebred Kelpie?
Yeah, he's all pure. He doesn't look it, and that's him barking. Yeah, no, he's purebred. He come from a farm in New South Wales originally, but I picked him up at Queensland. I actually went via Mildura and picked up another pup.
And it's your second time here this year?
Yeah, last year I only had the one dog, and she's 15 this year, so she doesn't compete.
And so you've now got three Kelpies. What is it about Kelpies?
I find it the Kelpie community is sort of quite tight. Like, you know, we all come here for the same thing, and I've met some good people here and made friends and so on. And I find them loyal. Like my other black one, she doesn't leave my side normally.
G'day, I'm Matt.
I'm Sinead.
And I'm Claire.
We're from South Gippsland, Beena. This is Rory and Rusty down there. We've got Rory, he's in the triathlon. And see how he goes. And that he's got, he won the Kelpie Dash.
We own a Kelpie stud, so Rory's our sire, and most of the dogs that we've got are from the stud. And we've also got a couple of rescue dogs. So.
And you brought six dogs along here today and two puppies.
That's right.
Yep.
Is that a bit of a handful? I saw you trying to, you know, round them all up earlier today.
It can be, yes.
Yeah. It's entertaining some days, but they're all pretty good with each other, so it helps and makes it a bit easier.
My name's Daniel Ball. I'm from Mount Evelyn in Victoria.
Daniel, how many dogs did you bring here today?
Four.
And this is your seventh consecutive year?
That's correct. I haven't had a break yet.
How did your dogs go today?
One of them managed to get fourth in the triathlon, so just out of the places. And the other ones are too old to do really well now, but based on previous glories, you still have to come. So, but still have fun anyway.
To get the dogs G'd up, you do a lot of screaming.
Yeah. The only thing about this hill is for about two-thirds of the course, the dog can't even see you. So the louder that you yell, the better the dog knows where it's running to.
Yep.
The fact that I got one to go through the gates was just a fluke, but I'll take it.
And you also use the other dogs to kind of entice the other ones to get to their target.
Sometimes they want to fight, sometimes they want to play, but if it works, it works.
Come on, here, George, quick.
The festival's crowd favourite is the high jump. Hugh Morney and Michelle Costa came from Newry in Gippsland. It's the second year in a row their dog George has won the high jump, this year with a height of just over 2.7 metres.
Yeah, he was the overall winner of last year for the triathlon. I think he got third in the sprint and won the high jump and won the hill climb.
The high jump is a mixture between a jump and a climb. How do you go about training George?
It's natural ability. We didn't have to teach him. Had him in the hay shed, he jumped a few bales of hay, and the rest he's done all by himself.
He's a dog that just wants to please you, so if he sees Hugh at the top, then that's where he wants to go.
The Kelpie Hill Climb is the final event in the triathlon. Dogs are individually released and called to the top of the hill by their owner. This year, Mac was the quickest, and he took home the triathlon crown. Congratulations, Tony. You just found out Mac has won the triathlon. How are you both feeling?
Well, Mac's excited because he gets more attention, but I'm surprised. He managed to get first place in the hill climb, which was good, and obviously did well in the sprint, although he didn't finish in the top three. So overall, yeah, he's done really well.
Every time I seem to look over, he's either getting carried or cuddled or patted.
Yes, and he travels in the front seat of a ute, not in the back, or he's in the back of the wagon like today. He sleeps in indoors in the house, and he is very, very well looked after.